The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. And today's guest is Miss Tisha Mosley from Rock Stick Real Estate and Financial Services. How you doing?
Fantastic.
I'm going to read a little bio about you. It says Tisha was born and raised in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She is a minister of the gospel, a real estate professional, and a business consultant. Tisha enjoys helping others to become their best version of themselves and offers journey coaching as a result of her passion to see people evolve. That's wonderful. Because everybody ain't letting see people evolve. They're like, I'm going to help you to get so far.
That is true. You know, it's all about, I think I'm in this season now that I've grown so much and have experienced so much that I have a lot to share, you know.
Yes.
Hopefully it's relatable. And so far it's been great, you know, talking to different people and sharing, because you can dress it up. Right. Yeah. But it's behind the scenes. It's the things that you've done in the midnight hour, what you've had to wrestle with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so over time, I've been able to, or I would say the Lord permitted me to go through so many different things, you know. Yeah. So it's been one interesting journey, you know, for myself. We were talking about journeys earlier.
Yeah.
And I mean, it has been a journey.
Everyone has it. Hey. Sharing is caring, and like my grandmother always say, we don't look like what we always been through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've been on the same end of some things. I don't look like I've been through a lot, but I have, you know, and like you say yourself,
right.
Life is ruffled us up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Snatched us up by the collar a little bit.
Right.
But we're still here to preserve, to have perseverance over that. We're here to give out a better message behind that, because that's all I really, my intention is to help people along their way.
Yes.
You know, to give them some advice that I can offer from my trials and tribulations through life. And it seems like that's what you're out here doing in the best way possible.
Exactly. And then the two, I've had so many job opportunities. Oh, you know, that's one of the things I used to say, just what you do, like a whole lot of stuff. Because I've been doing project management and business consulting for so long, you know, and it's just like, it's not one thing, you know. There's books out there like, just do the one thing. I'm like, well, what is it? I don't know what my dominant gift has been, you know, and exercising in that gift. But I do know, and it's coming to be a larger part of my life in terms of ministry. So because back in 2004, I was called into ministry, it just turned my whole world upside down. Okay.
Yeah.
I am not that same girl at that time.
Exactly.
Even though I was an adult, I had the mindset of a young girl,
right?
Because I'm trying to find myself. And then all of a sudden God calls you in the ministry and you're like, what?
What?
I'm in corporate, you know, America. I'm trying to do this different things. And like most people say, well, you know, that's your vocation, Tish. But at the same time, for some people, I can speak for myself, it's just been very hard for me to really focus on one or the other, because sometimes I feel like I'm neglecting one, you know what I mean? Because I know God has really orchestrated my steps to even do certain things I never thought I would be doing, you know, speaking, and, you know, and even though it was always in me, because a lot of times we have gifts that's laying dormant within us, and it takes our creator to bring it out, right?
That wisdom that he gives us, you know, that divine wisdom comes into us, and it's like, man, you're going to figure it out.
Absolutely.
It's not your time to do it, but it comes in, and at the right timing, man, I feel you, like you're speaking to me, because man, God has opened so many doors for me that I'm in this position. Mm-hmm. I found leadership out of this.
Amen.
You know, I found positivity through all of this. You know, I found a lot of pluses when I've been through a lot of, let's say, negative experiences. Mm-hmm. And God has worked those miracles, man. He's brought me into a better light, you know, and I'm here today to talk to you about it. And I never thought I'd be sitting here.
See?
Just say that.
That's
you
what
right?
I'm saying.
That's the
truth. Trials and tribulations really stretch us to become who God has ordained and destined us to become.
Mm. You know? More on that.
And so, you know, and I've done a lot of reading. That's the thing. Yeah. You know, when I did was called into ministry, like when I said my world was just turned upside down because mm-hmm. I had a certain picture, a certain vision of myself doing certain things. I'm way away from what I went to undergrad for, you know, and I still have a passion for it. And hopefully the Lord will bring that in together at some point.
He's going to bring it. Hey. It's a melting pot. It's going to come to form into what it need to be. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is keep pushing your direction, keep molding and sculpting yourself.
Yeah.
And man, watch what I tell you. God going to make it happen for
I know.
You.
I'm praying because I'm like, Lord, now I done spent that money to go to get this undergrad degree and I'm not even using it. And then to go into ministry, you know, he called me into to go to seminary. Mm-hmm. So that's a journey in and of itself. Just going to seminary.
Yeah.
Never thought I would be doing that, you know, to the point where I would go home, my mom was like, well, what are you doing? You know, you going to school to be a minister? No, I'm not going to school to be a minister.
She wanna know. You got a lot going on. You need to focus.
She's like, I'm like, no, but see, they didn't understand the concept, you know, in my immediate family. Now I do have some pastors that are in our lineage, you know, some here, you know, in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
However, it just in our little immediate circle, in our immediate family, it was never talked about like that. You know what I mean? Because I believe part of the reason, and we can go back to our roots, you know, as families, you know, some, not all, went to church because out of a tradition, went out of church because that was a thing to do.
Say the truth.
And so it was really more religious than it was relationship.
That's the truth.
You know, and we understand it now as, you know, we see things are transparenting. You see people talk about relationship versus religion a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to calm down because I'm excited.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
So when we talk about religion and relationship, it's totally two different things, totally two different mindsets.
Because the relationship with God differs from the church.
Yes, absolutely. That's why we have so many different denominations, right? And so many people have their own ideology and theology of what, you know, the church looks like.
It did.
And I know this wasn't supposed to be a church show, but I'm just telling you my roots.
Uncle Thoughts. Father Thoughts of Uncle Tim is about everything.
Mm-hmm.
We touch all spectrums.
Yeah.
We go for everywhere with it. You know, it's just not based on one thing. It's the main thing it's based off of is love and positivity.
Yes.
But wherever God leads the conversation in our hearts, because like you say, man, there's certain things that we learn about church that we might not take into adulthood. Right. It may not be the thing to take into adulthood. Because once you become an adult, you really have to find your own personal relationship with God.
Absolutely.
And my grandmother told me that. I used to be like, just pray for me, Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, babe, you got to pray for yourself at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You got to build your own relationship with God.
Yes.
And I've done that.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm successful today. A lot of people say, you're not as successful as you think.
Oh, no, you are.
Man, thank you.
You are. You know what I mean? I remember being at, I used to call myself chief stewardship over this organization called Christian Business Coalition, right?
Yeah.
And I was struggling. I'm going to school. I'm like, Lord Jesus. And so someone said to me, we were talking about success and what that looks like in finance. I said, I'm already a millionaire. You know what I mean? From in front of different people. And I'm free now. I'm liberated. You know, I'm not trying to impress anybody at this point in my life.
Yeah.
And especially in this season, because now when we become truly engaged with the word of God in our relationship, God begins to show us who we really are.
He will.
He'll start taking off the mask, right?
Wow.
I know, you know, there's so many different generational curses, I'm just going to say it.
It is.
That keeps us from who our authentic self is.
Authentic self. That's the truth, though, because that's your personal relationship with God is your authentic self, not what the church said. Mm-hmm. You, like, I don't like the, we born into sin. Okay, that don't mean that you're a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean that you have to sin. Mm-hmm. It's a personal choice.
Yes.
But that's when you develop that relationship, man, with God, that he's going to put you in the right position. He's going to change some things in you that you learned. Because everything I learned in church, I don't use today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've developed my personal relationship with God, and he's opened doors for me and opened visions for me that I didn't even hear in church. It's similar to what we hear about credit in the household.
Mm-hmm.
We hear nothing.
Right.
And not because they hiding it, but my grandmother and some of my family members just wasn't fortunate enough to know as much.
Absolutely.
So I'm not blaming nobody, but just to say that we're blind to what we don't know because the ones that are over us might not know what they should know.
Right. And the Bible tells us that people perish for a lack of knowledge.
They say that.
And then you got people today saying, well, when we say, what is it? Knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in a meeting and we said, knowledge isn't power. It's the application of power. We know that. But tell it to our ancestors who wasn't able to open up a book. Just to get the information.
Exactly.
You know, and I wanted to go up like, look, Lord Jesus, help me.
The truth, Tish.
Hold me, because, you know, information is power.
It is.
It is power.
You have to search.
And this is why we have the world the way it is right now. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it's only a key people that have the power to make changes in policy and everything else.
Everything else. And the other things we have to learn there in the book. And if we don't have those people in front of us or those people around us mm-hmm. to cultivate our minds, to coach us up on it. You know, I learned how to write a check one time in school.
Did you?
And then my grandmother showed me a couple of times. But if I'm not around a person that teaches that daily, mm-hmm. teaching how to bank daily, mm-hmm. how to be, you know, be over your finances daily.
Yes.
You know, it's repetition that you need.
Absolutely. You got more than what I did. We didn't have a check writing moment in school. What? But you know what? And you bring up a very important message, just what you just said.
Thank you.
Because I was in a banking institution, was it last year or so? I was on the other side of the state, but anywho.
Okay.
It was a Caucasian man and his daughter.
Okay.
She had to be at least the age of maybe 5, 6. And come on, daughter, let's open up a banking account for you, a checking account for you. And we're going to start with at least 2,000. Wow. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Teaching at a young age. You know, I was tearing. I'm like, this is what our generation has to become that for our people.
Say it true.
You know what I mean?
Say the truth.
We have this vicious cycle where we have our young daughters having babies while they are babies. And so, and then if there are babies raising babies, the generational cycle continues.
That's the curse.
Yes. And it's a pattern. And I hate to, you know, I know we're here. I just feel red. Well, this is the Lord. Is the Lord.
Don't hold back, man. We ain't talking to nothing wrong. I don't even like using the word curses, generational curses. But they are obstacles that's holding us back in life. It's our obstacles that's holding our generation back. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of things that I wish I'd have learned a lot younger, mm-hmm. where I feel like I'd have been more successful now. It's just, they wasn't there.
Yeah.
That's why I try to give it to my nephews and nieces like that now.
Right.
A lot of people be like, man, you spend a lot of time with them because I'm trying to give them what I didn't get.
Change the thought process.
Exactly.
And then there is a such thing as generational blessings.
It is.
So it's both sides of a coin. You know, but we have to be able to talk about it. We have to be able to sit at the dinner table and share, like, daughter, son, what was your day like? You know, mm-hmm. Did you have any exchange with money? What was going on today? What was your thought process? How did such and such make you feel? You know what I mean? We didn't have those conversations because we shy away because we were never taught. So if you got parents that it was never modeled before them, they don't know how to pass it down to the next generation. Mm-hmm. So it's up to us, you know, and I was a little heated with the Lord because I'm like, Lord, you know, it skipped generations. And so now I'm like, I got all this stuff that I'm trying to set an example
mm-hmm.
with the grace of God because I can't do anything without the Lord,
okay.
You know, and I know that he has set me up in terms of being thirsting after righteousness, right? Be hopefully someone in our lineage that really believed in what the word of God said. Now remember, not to discredit, I got people who are pastors in our lineage that's here in the Grand Rapids area. So I'm not discrediting them, but because we all have to help. We all have a responsibility to share the word, to be an example, to be responsible. Now, have I done everything right? Oh no, I'm human.
We all are human.
I am human. I'm still trying to get it right.
Still. But just to say, with that being said, let me ask you this. So just to give the audience a view of what kind of tips can you give the audience on how to start that conversation with the kids? Because we lose interest with the kids sometimes. The kids lose interest with the adults sometimes. Yeah. It's just the truth.
Yeah.
So myself, I'm like, okay, let's start some type of, it's a guy by the name of, I just want to shout him out. His name is Derek Grace II.
Derek Grace.
And he created a board game that teaches a lot of A lot of knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's called the in-home banking.
In-home banking game.
So
okay. I love it.
Man is knowledge. He's a powerful guy, man. He has an in-home banking course, mm-hmm. and it's dealing with kids. He even put out a video game.
Oh, did he?
I'm in the process of getting both, okay. just for the household. You know, right. My son is 18, but like I say, all my nieces and nephews, I feel like I'm responsible for their upbringing.
Right.
Because if I don't tell them the truth, if I don't give a message out to them, if they don't see Uncle Tim doing it the right way, mm-hmm. I mean, they may not see it no other way. You know what I'm saying? Because some parents ain't capable. Not saying that those aren't, but mm-hmm. what they see from me, they're going to be able to hold on to.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So now we need to clone you, you know, quite a few times.
I tried it.
So you know what I mean? Because we can only do so much. Exactly. You know what I mean? So we have to be able to share with our other family members who will listen.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because they're now so caught up in what this world offers and that appeals to them. You know, social media is like...
It runs it.
It runs it and it hinders our people from truly growing
yeah.
because they see the facade, they see the pictures, they see the images. And so I want to be like that. I want to do that. So let's change the trajectory and put some images that will encourage them to study, encourage them to go help others.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Now you mentioned the question in terms of helping our young people, children, you know, while we're raising them. I think to get our kids' attention, we got to just love them.
I'm agreeing with that. That's wholeheartedly. That's the number one thing.
If we show love even in the mistakes that they make, even when, you know, versus always when they make, you know, do something great.
Exactly.
We got to celebrate them even in the mistakes and the errors that they make, and let's make it right. Okay, so how could we have made that better? You get what I'm saying? But there's a way and there's an intentionality that we have to pursue in order to get their attention and that they don't shy away. And this is where shame and embarrassment comes at. So you go in grade school, high school, middle school, what have you, and you're afraid to say anything, you know?
You're telling the truth.
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
It's a thing called ridicule.
Yes.
I'm really big on X-ing out ridicule. Mm-hmm. Don't ever ridicule kids.
Yes.
Stop. Please stop that. I've been ridiculed as a young adult, as a kid. You know, it's just some things that come out of parents' mouth, you know, because, mm-hmm. like you say, it's that generational thing. And they're only going by what they heard or what the slave master told, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, stop the ridicule, man. Mm-hmm. I ridicule no kids no more.
Right.
I may give you a firm talking to, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to talk down to you.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't believe in talking down to kids because some of those things stick.
Oh.
They stuck with me.
Yeah.
Over a long period of time. Like, my grandmother had a saying of saying, when people do things, she think they did them on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, from my grandmother's perspective growing up, 40s, 50s, you know what I'm saying, back mm-hmm. in a time where segregation was present and all
okay,
of that, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
She can only go by her perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't good for me to take.
Right.
My perspective is different.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to come out of that. And I said, you know, grandmother had that right for her. But uh-huh. that's not for me. You know,
yeah.
I can't go in life thinking, oh, you did that on purpose. You knew what you was doing.
Right.
It don't work like that.
Yeah.
But so I not knocking my grandmother. She had some pearls that she gave me and some jewels
Absolutely.
In life. But, you know, some things, like I say, with that ridicule, we take certain things in our head and we stick it in there. And next you know, we're an adult riding around with that same concept. And
Absolutely.
It's like, it ain't helping you at all.
At all. At all. And then, too, you got, let's flip the coin. You got people who in our family that is trying to do right, like
exactly.
yourself, right?
Yep.
Being a positive image, a positive role model, example. And then they have the other ones mad at you because you're trying to help them.
Ooh, don't tell me that. Oh, my goodness. You're telling the gospel.
Share with us some experiences that you've had. I'm sure you can help a lot of men out here.
Hey, they're going to question. when you take off that tough facade, mm-hmm. I don't have no ego no more. I don't run around with that macho attitude. You know, I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid of nothing.
Yeah.
Fearful of God himself, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't walk around with fear no more.
Right.
You know, I don't walk around with no fake macho-ness. I'm me, man. I'm just going to be me. And the way I got to that point was just stripping my ego and being humble to myself. Because at the end of the day, I'm here to please Tim.
Amen.
You know, and I've been a follower through life. It led me in some different directions in life.
Right.
And so when I got a chance to get away and focus on myself, I got more in tune with myself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the only person that's gonna help Tim out of this mm-hmm. is when you gotta reach down inside and find Tim.
Right.
I had some people that gave me some real support mm-hmm. when I moved away.
Okay.
You might not know, I moved to Memphis.
Okay.
And about 8-10 years ago.
Okay.
And I got around some family, man, and I heard some real truth. Some truth I ain't like to hear. But it woke me up,
yeah.
you know, and it gave me a drive. And I was able to watch some strong men, my uncles. Shout out to all my uncles, man. I watched how they work and don't complain.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in here, I didn't have no real strong role models. I didn't okay. really have that around me. I had some drug dealers that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
I knew some people that was in the streets.
Yeah.
But those aren't the people that we should be following.
Right.
And that's what's going on with the kids. They seeing the images on TV.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen, and even some kids mimic some things I did in the streets, and I can recall that. And that's another reason why I pushed this. So if you want to take anything from Uncle Tim, man, find yourself and be strong within yourself.
Right.
Don't worry about what people are going to say. I couldn't please nobody when I was having all the money and selling drugs,
mm-hmm.
and I can't please people now when I'm on my righteous path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to please me first and those that accept it.
Right.
And that's where I go with it, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was talking to the camera. I tried to look
good. I know. You're good.
I was trying to get that message across because I'd be serious about changing your life is a personal choice.
Yes.
And that's where it started. I had to make the personal choice to say, Tim, we done.
Yeah.
We going in another direction. You know, I have no desire to do nothing I did in the past.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I really focus on always forward and always positive going
mm-hmm.
forward.
Amen.
You know, I don't even look back on negative experiences and try to say, well, you know, I'm not there no more.
Right.
I don't even want to talk to people about what we used to do.
Right.
Let's move forward. Well, can we talk about what we're doing now? Can we talk about the solutions we can make now?
Right.
The financial gains we can make now? Because it's mm-hmm. a lot of opportunity out here, too.
Yes, it is. It is. It truly is.
It
so that's
is.
Why your confidence, your boldness, your surroundings, the people you pick to, you know, your wise counsel that you right. select to feed into you all plays right. a role in your development.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It really did.
And you were saying that you, you know, you changed your ways and who you are now. It was because it was a transforming of the renewing of your mind. You know what I mean? And you, like you said, people got to want it.
You have to.
For themselves, because you can want for people all you want. And they be sitting there like this. You know what I mean?
You saying it. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Tell me and our audience about yourself. Just give us some real about Tish that we may not know. From the upbringing to whatever you want to share. But tell us something that we don't know. You know?
Okay, that I haven't already shared because I didn't know I was going to share that. But anywho, let's see.
Just a little known fact that you wouldn't know, but Miss Tish.
Oh, God. Okay. Lord Jesus, I have so many stories.
Okay.
Yes, you did, but okay, I'm gonna pick one.
All right.
You know, in this season of my life right now, my sister and I, she stayed in Atlanta. She moved back a year and some months ago, and then I returned from the east side of the state, where I, you know, I've been there for over 20 years or so, to be with my mom because she now has dementia.
Okay.
And she's older.
That.
I know. Oh, my God. Who knew this was going
to
be happening? So any caregivers out there, you care for your mom, you already know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Because this is a challenge.
It is.
It is a challenge.
You know.
And then I'm trying to do what I'm doing and trying to build my network here because I'm in business for myself. And so it's like starting all over again. I'm like, Lord, I'm in my 40s now. This is unreal here, but I know we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. But at the same time, you know, I don't have the same energy I used to have where I could just be up all night and get ready for this meeting, get ready for that. But now I also have a mother that I got to get up and take care of in the morning, get her together. And then I got my sister and I hired someone to come in and help. You know what I mean? So I can go do what I need to do. And she's already going because she's an accountant, right? So she has to be at the office. And so it's just been a challenge, but my mom has been, and I have to be there. This is where the conviction for me, because some people say, well, it's your decision to be like, yes, and I'm pleasing the Lord, because exactly. The Lord said, when you please take care of your parents, your life will go well.
You have to.
You get what I'm saying? And yeah. You know, and I feel convicted when I'm not able to do what I know that I can do. I'm like, Lord, you give me the strength to do what I need to do. I'm going to do it.
You do it.
I have sacrificed. There are some things that I have to pass on. I'm like, you know what I mean? You're like,
yeah.
But at the same time, God is going to make it be well for you.
He always will.
He will do it for you. And I know just because so many different opportunities he has brought in my life through the trials and tribulations, right? The challenges that are in life, that we experience in life. Yes. You wouldn't believe. I don't look like it. Lord have mercy. And I believe that's what has prepared me for today, you know, yeah. In terms of dealing with all that I am dealing with. Some people look back and they like, what in the world is she doing? She got that, and that. Wow. That. Why is she that?
So I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. You know, and I'm like,
Tim, she's the male version of Tim.
And you be want to say.
Doing everything. They like, Tim, what are you doing? Like, pick one thing. I'm like, I can't, man. Like, you know, I've been presented with so much opportunity out here, and it's like, I would feel less if I didn't pursue everything.
Right, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But we're going to pray for mom.
Yes,
we're
please.
We're going to pray mom gets in a better
and
situation. And you and your sister.
You know,
and commend you on your sister. Because a lot of people ain't taking care of their parents nowadays. So,
right.
You
yeah.
Know,
yeah. And I'm talking to the people who are very successful.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the ones who will talk to you and say, well, you made the decision. Mm-hmm. This is who I'm speaking. And I'm like, because they like, you should be doing. I'm like, no, I can't do that. I can't go there because I have a responsibility at home. I mean, it's your choice. And they would have, you know, older parents too, but they have money to put them somewhere,
yeah.
You know, and not that we don't have that option, but I feel that is my duty as
truth.
A daughter. My mother has taken care of me for so long.
So you're taking pride in it.
You know?
Because if you put her somewhere, you ain't going to get that same joy.
Like no.
as much responsibility that has brought on you, you still have a joy out of it.
Yes, I do.
And when you put them somewhere, we used to go visit my mother's sister. She was in one of those caretaking homes and senior living homes. And man, I cried a lot when we used to go. And I was a young boy.
Were you?
And man, that's how I knew that I was special, because I had feelings.
Yes.
You know, I couldn't just go there and be like, well, this girl, I ain't got nothing to do with me. Man, I would tear up just by seeing her condition and
right.
See what she go through. And I would mm-hmm. see my grandmother helping her and taking
yes,
care of her.
Absolutely.
And you know, that's how I got become helpful.
Yeah.
I've become that helpful spirit
yeah.
now. Because
mm-hmm.
I seen her and it was just like, man, I had some moments, man. I would cry. I think, 2 out of every 3 trips I cried, probably,
okay.
Man, because I just
it's hard to see
like
your parents, your
in that
family
way. And that was my grandmother's mother, man, and mm-hmm. it really took me back, so I really
right.
understand what y'all going
oh
through, man,
gosh.
And salute to y'all for even
having
taking the responsibility and taking
yeah.
pride in it, because some people, they would, like you say, they will put them to the side, man, and that ain't always the best thing for them.
Right.
But we ain't judging nobody for that. Let's just get that clear.
Right.
We ain't judging nobody. We just talking about personal experiences.
Journeys. The journey.
The
yeah, this
journey.
Is our journey. This is nobody else's journey. You know, we have to make that decision ourselves.
You
know
to.
What I mean? I got to live with what I got to live with, and you do too.
Because if you don't make it, somebody gonna make it for you.
Right. And come on.
We gonna make our own decisions. Ain't let nobody make no more decisions.
Right. Right. There it
unless
is.
It's positive, it's about just getting this this money up
right.
and being resourceful to help the community and the people.
Exactly.
But if it ain't about that, we ain't letting nobody make no decisions. It's gonna lead us
absolutely.
Wayward. Let me ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
What work gives you the most fulfillment out of life? Because you got a lot of things going on now.
I know.
Well, pick one or pick two.
Okay. Well, the main one is what I didn't think I was going to be talking about a whole lot today. What is ministry?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they, you know, I consider what I do in terms of marketplace ministry. So even in real estate, I minister to people. You know what I mean? In terms of where they are, and also just showing up and be in a Christ-like posture, right?
Yeah.
You know, and understanding where they are and not judging, because I've been around, so strange, been around, you know, individuals who don't even understand the process of really wanting to buy a home. Mm. You know, not only what it takes, but even thinking that they can do it.
It's true.
You know what I mean? And so I'm just really getting my feet wet because I officially became a realtor, or they'll get mad at me, a realtor.
Don't be mad at Tish.
last September, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm still growing and still learning, but the bigger picture is so much greater than just having real estate or being an investor.
True.
You know what I mean? It's so much, much broader. You know what I mean? Consumer behavior is one of my greatest things that I'm working on now, in terms of how we are treated, because you know how much money we spend as a black people. It's just the truth.
The truth.
You know, we spend a lot of money
on things that don't mean nothing.
And you know, we don't own anything. You know what I mean? And I didn't understand that back in the day when my dad owned real estate property, and he did it just because he just wanted it. He loved money, right? He liked being a provider, you know what I mean? And be able to do what he wanted to do on his terms.
Exactly.
You know, and I didn't understand it back then, you know, and so he left some properties for my sister and I. He was like, I don't want this.
That's what everybody going through, man. These people be like, we built a dynasty for the kids, and the kids right. Like, I don't want it.
Because we were never taught. If you're never taught the importance of having investment property.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The Bible talks about it all the time. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not taught the real value of having stuff in your name. Amen. That's and now, like, I'm like, struggling, like, Lord, I see all these, like you were just saying, all these opportunities are out here.
Yeah.
But it takes money. It does. I'm learning who are the players here in Grand Rapids.
We learning together, so we need to team
up. You get what I'm saying? You know, and so we can get the knowledge.
Yeah.
I am where I am because of my choices and some of them. Yeah. And then we got God who directs our path, right? He establishes our steps.
Because
I would never be back in Grand Rapids right now if it wasn't for my mom.
Wow.
Right? I was like, go back where? Huh? What? I'm only on the side of the state. I had plans on moving south somewhere.
Wow.
Right? A few years ago, just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because of all the things that has transpired, I'm unable to make that move now. And it's okay, because I know God's got me.
God has something better for you. Just tell you that. Everybody comes back. I didn't expect to come back. Let's say that. I ended up back in Grand Rapids myself. Our best friend, and he was getting into real estate. He was sending me this guy by the name of Jay Morrison.
Oh, yeah, I heard him.
And he was like, man, bro, get on this right here. Mm-hmm. And he the one that got me into thinking about credit, my credit. You know, I got a book right now that he gave me, Credit is King. I don't want to get the guy, Roundtree. Mm-hmm. By the name, last name, Roundtree. I ain't going to say the first name, get it wrong.
Right, exactly.
But it's Roundtree. It said, uh-huh. Credit is king. And
I know you're talking about
he too. Passed that off to me, though. But let's just say that I was living in South Carolina.
Okay.
He started sending me this literature, sending me some of the programs, like, Tim, get into it. He's like, man, you come back, we can do it. You
right.
know, I got faith in you and what I
right.
know.
Yes.
You know, and we can open some doors.
Yes.
So we've been working, man. And God has been opening some doors, you know.
Absolutely.
So just to say that, like, we come back for whatever reasons, but God has to... the real meaning of why we back, and he's gonna let us show people why we back, because some people don't understand why we back. They don't understand our drive. They
right.
don't know why we putting ourselves in so many different. I know why I put myself in so many different things, because I don't like sitting around no more.
Right.
I don't like
wasting
sitting around
time.
Smoking and weed. I don't like sitting around drinking all day and just talking about love and hip hop and not knocking that show.
Right.
Not knocking no shows, but just saying that. I have a better calling for my life, and I recognize that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people watching me, and I recognize that.
Right.
And I'm not perfect at all.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, I'm striving to be best Tim.
Yeah.
The best Tim I can be.
Absolutely.
And give the best energy I can give and the best positivity.
Right.
Because a lot of people around here, they're just not happy.
Right.
You know,
so. And Grand Rapids is a different market. I mean, I was speaking to someone who traveled through here. They're not from here, but they are in real estate. And it's like, Tish, Grand Rapids is something else. I was like, like, I know, you telling me? You know, at least it was more opportunities on the other side of the state. But here, and then and I'm just going to be transparent, an African-American woman who really desires, and shall get there, to go deeper into the commercial side of things. And the development side of things. I'm speaking that in the name. Because I'm welcoming partners.
Hey, name it and claim it. That's what our segments would be about.
Yeah, I mean, there's opportunity here, but it's who you know.
It is.
You know what I mean? And then there's very few of us that are in real estate, selling real estate, you know what I mean? And so it makes it even harder. You know what I mean? Because there's so many different barriers. I'm not going to go into all of it right now, but there's so many different barriers that you can get caught up in, right? And so now I'm like, let me just get my things in order. Exactly. Because this is a whole, and people from the outside in can say whatever they want, but get in here and see what we're saying. You know what I mean? First. Because everybody has their own perception of how things are based on where they are. Mm. You know what I mean? And so you have to really be strategic in setting yourself up for success. You know what I mean? And know what you're talking about. Exactly. You know what I mean? This is a whole different industry that I'm in now versus being in the project management area, dealing with different businesses and working with businesses. I still have a heart for that. That's probably why I'm not where I need to be, is because, you know, sometimes us who are really giving, we'll give our services away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm guilty of that. And the Lord has shown me that over and over and over again. He's like, I'm going to let her keep bumping her head.
That's a blessing, though. Don't bump your head. Don't say you bump your head, because a lot of people ain't giving out. These people in power, they ain't giving out no spoons. You know, they ain't helping no people eat, really. Yeah. They give you a little bit, but their intention is not to let you get past them.
Right.
You know, and I ran into a lot of that. You know, people, you know, I've reached out to people, man. I've paid people to do things for me, man. And, the thing I got back, you know, I couldn't believe it.
Right.
It's like, man, I paid this person for this, and this is what you send me back. But then when I think about it, I say, Tim, man, just think, man, you've been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people had a good head start on you,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't caught ground.
Yes, absolutely. God is time.
And people got to answer to themselves, like, you know. Right. That's a question to ask yourself, like, how I let this guy pass me, or how I let this lady pass me when I know she was in but worse than I was.
See, right. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
On?
That's the truth. It's like them people, they don't want to get you. It's like, I'm going to help you, man. But once you get up to by me, yeah, I got to stop helping you.
Right, exactly.
Or I got to deter you.
It's the competition thing.
Yeah.
And then too, many people oftentimes are very insecure. When they see potential and purpose and destiny upon you, they're not going to share all the information that they know that they could share.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then, too, on the other side, they hurt themselves. You know what I mean? So I'm always conscious of that. Like, Lord, how can I help them? But yet, at the same time,
not give it away.
Make sure that I am taking care of Tish. Because now I'm in a season. Help me to take care of Tish. You know what I mean? I got to feed myself first now. You know what I mean? And all along, I've had people say that. That's the thing. And it's just from a, I don't know, I don't want to say it's a Christian's perspective, but I know that's what we are to give, you know, and then whatever you give and whatever you make happen for others, it will happen for you. I've been waiting on that for the longest. I'm like, because I've helped a lot of people. I mean, people who are million-dollar companies.
Oh, wow.
You get what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm sitting at the table. I'm like, but at the same time, God has used that time to develop me.
Yeah.
Same. You know what I mean? To position me where I have a lot of information to now walk in and step into what He's destined for my life. And it's yet to manifest.
And He's not done with you, though.
No.
Let's just say that. Like I was telling somebody the other day, it's never too late.
Yes.
It's never too late to... get it up,
right?
Get your courage up, get your confidence up, and shoot your shots, man.
Right. Absolutely.
Go out there and really ball for yourself. Go out there and really be active for yourself.
Yes.
It's never, once you do that, it's never too late. Now, if you're sitting around waiting on other people's advice to tell you what your dreams are, and you asking people, man, what you think I'm good at, or what you think I should do, that ain't gonna get it.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
You need to find something within you, because we all have a talent.
Yes,
we all have $1 million talent.
Yes.
You just got to reach within, get that God wisdom from within, and say, hey, what it is that I can do that I know can't nobody else do.
Right.
Right. And some people are going to do it the same way, similar, but that's why I say, Our individuality is our power. Yes. That's why we have that one fingerprint.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's my power. Mm-hmm. It's only one of me.
Yes.
Your power is only one of Tish.
Yes, absolutely.
It's another real estate. Really, they want to get a realtor around here.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's only one Tish, and only Tish going to do it the way Tish can do it.
Right.
And they're going to see it from Tish perspective. They're going to see it from Miss Jane's.
Yeah.
Or Miss Brown's.
Yeah.
But your individuality sets you apart.
And while you're saying that, let's think about from the perspective of the different franchises.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You have to bring your own uniqueness to the game.
You have to.
You know,
you ain't got to invent the wheel.
Right.
But you can enhance it. You can add on to it.
Through your giftings.
Through
your gifting. That's why we have so many different churches, so many different restaurants, so many Burger Kings, McDonald's, you know, and they're doing awesome. You know, all individually and operated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's an opportunity to set yourself apart.
Yes.
You know, by using the giftings that God has placed within you, like you just stated.
Yes.
Because we all have gifts that makes us amazing. I was just putting out a post, like, you know, like, be intentional about being authentic, your authentic self. I've never been this way in my life.
See, me either.
And so when you get older, right? So it's when you go through things, and then too, it goes right back to your childhood, your development, you know, what you saw, your environment. Was it conducive of you being yourself, your authentic self? And so now many times we wait, it's not until we're in our older age where we like, I'm not trying to please nobody else.
Exactly.
But God.
That's it. That's all you owe it to. In yourself, I don't owe nobody nothing. I owe it to me. And my creator to be the best me. And what the Bible says is that he wants us to prosper.
Yes.
God wants the best for us.
Yes.
But you know, a lot of people, if I say I'm going to speak on myself. Growing up, the outlook wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know, that fire, what they call it, fire and brimstone in Revelations.
Right.
You would think that God ain't have nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
But some hardship.
Right.
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 But as you, like she, my grandmother told me, find your personal relationship, study to find yourself approved.
Yes.
And she named me out of the Bible, Timothy, first chapter.
All right now. All
right. So I love grandma. Love you.
All right now. I can see she's been very
impactful.
Love
my mama too. Grandma raised me.
Yeah.
And, my mother was a beautiful spirit too, and my mm-hmm. grandmother, man. I was raised by some really strong women.
Awesome.
You know, and they put a lot of good tools in me.
Right.
I just happened to find my own direction.
Yeah.
And it brought me to who I am today. You know, like I say, I've been through a lot, like you say yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to be here today, man, it's a testimony.
Right.
It
Absolutely.
Really is, you know, because I really don't supposed to be sitting here with all this joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say, man, why are you so happy, man?
Right.
why you always so giddy about it? I'm like, man, you know, if you've been where I've been, if you come through what I've come
through.
There
it is. There it is.
It ain't no other way to be.
It built you. You were built for this time now. This season right now that you are in, God is awakened. He's opened your eyes.
Let's say we.
We're talking about you.
I know we about us.
Well, I am too. Well, I can talk all day long. I am no longer the old self.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But when you were talking about, you know, how your grandmother, your mother has impacted and influenced your life, but yet you did your own thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've come into yourself.
Yes.
Right? And so now you can be Tim.
Yes.
Who God has designed and destined you to be.
It is true.
Right? And now you're understanding that I do have value. I do have worth.
Ooh, man.
You get what I'm saying? I had to go through that, like, okay, I'm not created like everybody else, all these beautiful women out here. You know what I mean? However, I am my unique self.
You
Tish,
are.
Walk in your authority. Right?
Yes. Yes.
And so that's what I want for all of us, to walk in and not be competing
Mm-mm.
with somebody else's looks, their image, their money, their lifestyles. You know, you never know what's going on that grass on the other side of the street.
So why even worry about the other side, right?
Be happy with what you have. But it took me a long time. I was always one of remember, I don't know if you remember when they used to say, you square.
I've been called square. But he was like, you're square now.
Right, you square. I was square all my life.
Yeah.
Square all my life.
Wow.
You know, I just love clothes. You know,
that's a little known fact. We didn't know Tish was square her whole life.
Square, yes, I was.
Wow,
people would say that.
Yeah.
Because I was always just, you know, me. You know, I had fun. I had a few friends always that I was around, but yet and still, I didn't do none of the crazy stuff. I stayed in sports.
Okay.
Yes.
What sports you played?
Basketball.
What?
Volleyball.
You're athletic, huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I haven't done any basketball this year. I'm so bad, you know, because it's so life happens, but I had to get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming, right? Yeah. I've done quite a few things. I wanted to get into golf, still didn't do that yet.
Well, we're going to have to try because I'm getting into golf, too. That's my thing I'm going to conquer is golf.
Right.
They said that's where all the business deals happen.
Come on now.
I'm getting out there swinging and making me some deals.
Tennis, I love that, you know. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. Some of us will always have the little person at heart, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And still have that mindset to stay in shape, you know, want to be, you still see yourself, you know, doing those three-pointers. What?
Yeah. I get out there and shoot them.
Come on now.
I be active. They be like, man, you ain't young, man, but you don't sit down.
Right.
But that's why I stay around the kids, because they keep me active. You know, I go out there and play with them, run with them.
Right.
And I just believe your health is your wealth.
Come on.
Wealth and wellness, they go together.
Right.
There's no use to having a pocket full of or a bank account full of money and you paying bills to the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Or you sitting here trying to pay for air through these little tanks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, everybody, please just take focus.
Yeah.
On yourself, man.
Yeah.
Build yourself back up. Don't let yourself go. Mm-hmm. I've done it a couple times, man. I was so huge.
Really?
Man, would you believe me?
What?
Man, I had a face about as big as Kanye when he got in an accident, man, with them jaws.
If
man,
don't get out of here.
I'm talking about size 38 pants.
Are you serious?
That's the truth.
You're about as small as I am, but anyway.
So I've been working at it. I used to get up and run. It took some work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
It took some work, but I was destined to be become better.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got around some inspiring people. My cousin, he started talking about eating healthy.
Right.
And, it sparked something in me.
Right.
And then I found out a lot of food that I was eating was the reason why I was having the health issues.
Yeah.
You know, I had anxiety at one point.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I just wasn't in a good place. And when I left, I got myself together, and I'm back, and I'm in a better place.
Right.
I'm stronger now, like my reception.
Yes.
I'm stronger now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Mentally strong, too.
All of that, man. Yeah. I feel great. I got a tiger in my tank.
See?
That's my guy, Reverend Ike. I got a tiger in my tank. And you got one, too, because you're just as enthusiastic about life, man. And that's what it takes. Get some enthusiasm about life.
Mm-hmm.
Some real enthusiasm about yourself. And what you need to be doing with life, man. There's so much opportunity out here.
Yeah.
If you still waiting on the couch for somebody to really push you to do it,
right?
You waiting on the wrong person.
Right.
You know, only person gonna get us out of our jams is our self.
Right. That's why it's so important to motivate ourselves. You gotta have a want to and desire to motivate yourself, because many people aren't going to do it for you.
I'm my biggest cheerleader.
You know
biggest,
what I mean?
Support system. I
absolutely
clap all the time.
And one of the things, I'm going to give one of my key things I give away.
Give some.
In terms of staying motivated, right?
Yeah.
I can have the craziest day. People call you out your name, do all kind of stuff. What I do to combat that mentality that the enemy is trying to throw these thoughts in my head is I'll go and encourage someone else.
Exactly.
Go bless someone. Pick up the phone, send a text,
mm-hmm.
and encourage someone else.
And in turn, them feelings going to come up out
come
of you.
Come on.
And you're going to start praising again.
Sow the seeds of encouragement.
Seeds. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it comes back to you.
It does.
It comes back.
It's that evolvement, man. That's that life, man. That evolvement. Things come in cycles, 360 degrees all day.
Right.
Your negative thoughts and your positive thoughts running through your mind.
Right.
You just got to filter out them.
You know, absolutely.
You got to put that fishnet up, and you can't control the thoughts that you have, but you can't control your actions behind those thoughts.
Yes, right.
You know,
and then you can channel yourself. It just, there's so much. So, you know, what I want to say is we have to be in a place, in a mindset where we understand that craziness is going to happen regardless if we want it or not.
Mm-hmm.
How we respond to life, how we respond to our issues, how we respond to our own self. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Depression is real.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, anxiety is real.
Yes.
Fear. In this known pandemic, a lot of people are afraid. It's getting a little better now because people are getting out, but then you see numbers ticking up. Then you see a flat line, but then they go back up.
That's creating the fear. Stop watching TV. Stop watching these things that create fear. I don't watch no negative movies. I don't watch no scary movies because that ain't my spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, one girl was like, "You scared of the movie?" I'm like, yeah, whatever. But that's just not my spirit. Like, right. Why did I want to put that inside me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's why I'm single now. People be like, "Man, ain't got no girls. You ain't." And I'm like, that ain't what I'm on no more. Right. What's going to come to me going to come to me through God.
Right.
What's going to come through me going to come through my law of attraction.
Yes.
I ain't got to go look for nothing.
Right.
Everything that I've done now, I haven't had to go hard and look for it. It's just fell in my lap through serendipity.
Right.
Because what I go and put my energy into,
yes,
it gives me good energy back. It puts opportunity back in my lap.
Right.
You know, same way with your whole situation. Right. You know, we got that
chemistry, that synergy. Chemistry.
Yeah, that synergy. Energy. That's it. You say it.
See, and we got to understand, we reap what we sow.
So you know good. What I mean?
We reap everything that we do is going to come back to us one way, shape, form, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we have to understand that what we give out to the world is going to come back to us.
It does.
You know what I mean? In different ways. So even if you sold finances, it could come back in various different ways.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because you can see a community growing. You get what I mean? As a result of your seed into a church. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If you a seed into a charity. You know what I mean? There's so many different things that we can do to enhance our lives that have long-term effect.
Yes.
You know, not just immediate effect. We're such a generation that we want it now, and I'm guilty.
I'm guilty.
Give it to me now, Lord. Give it to me.
Please.
You know what I mean? And so, and that's strange that I say that, because I've been waiting for a long time for this certain thing to happen in my life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But I've been patient. And also, I believe he's just been processing me. Okay. You know what I mean? I'm doing, like I said, I never thought I would be in ministry. So, you know what? So, you know, he's processing me for something even greater.
Great.
That I never even visioned. Now, this wasn't part of the vision, Lord. Where is this coming from? I saw myself, you know what I mean?
Being a real estate queen.
Well, no, I didn't think that, because remember my dad them had. I'm like, you can keep that. Let's go ahead. Yeah. For sale. For sale. And here's the thing, when we're in real estate, there is a lot of responsibility when you're a landlord.
Okay.
So when I go into the process of becoming a landlord in the future,
mm-hmm.
it's got to be at least 10, 12 units at a time. You get what I'm saying? Because it's worth it then. You can pay for a company.
The truth.
You know what I mean? You can pay for a company to help take care of the problems.
Exactly.
Right now, I would be stretched everywhere. And I'm already stretched, if you will. And you know what I mean? And so and these are things I want, but you got to wait. You got to let God do it.
Yes.
Let him order the steps that you want to take, and let him establish them if it's according to his will.
And it's always to his will.
Yes.
As long as it's your will.
Well, we got to understand the will. What is the will? Where can we find God's will? It's in his word.
It is.
And everybody, and we get upset. We think we can do things like, well, so-and-so did it, I can do it. No, if that's not his will. It's a good thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
But if it's not his will for your life,
exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to be comfortable with, like, okay, Lord, what is it then? Show me.
What is your calling, basically, right?
Yes.
Like, just because they do it, your calling is different.
Right.
His will for you is something way, like I say, I was prophesied to be in ministry.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
I was young. I was with my mother one day. I was walking down the street, and she introduced me to one of her friends. She was like, yep, I can see he's going to be a minister. Handsome young man. He's like, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Oh,
and I'm the guy that laughed in church when they lay your hands on me too, right?
Oh my God, that's funny.
People was like, Tim was laughing in church. My grandmother was like, everybody receives the spirit different.
Because God is hilarious, right?
Right, like I couldn't, like I don't know. It's just, I received it different. I was young too, and I was laughing. He laid hands on me. I cracked a smile and grinned at it. They you out there laughing and grinning.
Because you didn't believe that was going to happen. But guess what? You on your way and you won't even know it.
Man, I know it now, though.
See?
Because I be reading, I be studying, and I be having that fire in me just to get that real message out.
Right.
Like, man, because I'm not knocking nobody, man. You know, I'm not on here knocking nobody. But sometimes these messages ain't put out the right way, man. You know, You go to church, you ain't hearing what you need to hear.
Right.
You're going to see that collection plate, and you're going to hear some other things to tell you you ain't much in God's eye. But the truth is, you're everything in God's eye. You know what I'm saying? Let's start. On that part. Like, let's start. Stop talking about the negative so much. And let's talk about the positives within the Bible. The positive within God want for you. Right. I rarely heard that in church. With the God wanted you to succeed. You know, they don't even talk about credit in church.
They changing. It's changing now.
Let's get some workshops, man. I'm campaigning for some workshops for financial. Stability.
You know what? And the thing is, even if you offered a workshop for building your credit, you know, mortgage knowledge, different things like that, if it doesn't have a fee attached to it, for some reason, the mentality is not worth it. So then when you do throw a registration on it with a cost, you know, it's just
by the church charging.
You know, there it is. So, you know, you want to educate people and use your gifts, you know what I mean, to bless others. But sometimes the mentality isn't there to go get it. Do you want it?
That's the truth.
My brother and sister, do you want it?
Look into the camera and ask them.
Do you really want? Now, which one am I looking at? Is this one or this one? Okay. So you got to ask yourself, what will it take for me to get up and move? What will it take, you know, to say, I'm tired of being sick and tired? You know what I'm saying? Because that's when the time when we're like, okay, I got to do something better.
Yeah,
I have to grow. And it doesn't matter what it is. It's whether it's your relationship with Christ, whether it's your job being, you know, doing what you're supposed to do and going beyond that to be really an added asset to whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, what will it take for you to operate in your gift? Are you getting prepared? Now, we've been in a pandemic since March.
Yes.
What have we used our time? You get what I'm saying?
That's a good question.
Right? I've been in trainings. I've been in, you know, Zooms all the time.
I have took a, what is the Toastmasters.
Oh, I've been in that too.
So I'm working on myself. I've been working with WKTV filming. It's, what Absolutely. You're saying is true. You have to invest in yourself.
Yes.
It may not be what you think it should be sometimes. It may not be what they think it should be sometimes. Mm-hmm. It has to be what you want it to be all the time.
Right.
Let's get into some more questions real quick before we get too far.
All right.
All right. What or who inspires you in these uncertain times that we are living in today, since you start speaking up on it?
Okay. Inspiration. Lord Jesus. It's a variety of different people. It really is. Yeah. It's not one person. So it's a variety of different people where I either tune into Christian messages, programming. Some of the greats that I really looked up to when I first started my walk in Christ was the Miles Monroe who passed on.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my dude.
Wow.
And who else? That I would want to share. But he's one of the main person because I was always thinking about business ownership, wisdom, you know, just self-development. You know, I was just so hungry. Like, that's all I would be reading. You know, my pastor back in the day was, she even passed. Now, I'm so upset. But at the same time, I understand God's will.
Yeah.
But just this year, she passed on. And and she was like, Tish, what you read now? You know what I mean? Because I always be reading. You buy Bibles around. I'm like, yep, I am reading because I got to grow.
Exactly.
And she saw the hunger, right? And she was like the main person who really took me under. You know what I mean? So I would say she was one, you know, instrumental in my life and my development and influential because I was like her assistant too. I was just hungry, you know? She started a new ministry and a new church and I remember becoming a greeter at the beginning, you know what I mean? Then I went to intercessory prayer, like, Tish, we want you to, and I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
So went to intercessory prayer, and then God called me in the ministry, the fivefold ministry, right? And I was like, oh, no. But anywho, I don't want to talk all about that. But other inspirations would be my mother, my father, you know, to a certain degree.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They have their own issues. Mm-hmm. Let's be transparent. Let's be honest. We all have our own things. And I see where the hindrance is. I see where the generational patterns that has not helped us, these latter generations, to go further.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So now, and, you know, we just have to do the work. We got to do the work. I've been doing the work. I mean, there's so many different things. I'm like, Auntie so-and-so, y'all should have did this. You know what I mean? I'm literally having, because I've studied this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In terms of passing on different lifestyle patterns.
Yes.
You know, just like when you see a man who is a womanizer. Sometimes it didn't start just with you.
You know, you've seen it somewhere.
It's a bloodline thing.
It is.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And sometimes it can be so heavy where it takes a lot to break that, you know, stronghold. Let's see, because I know you don't like curses. So stronghold.
It is, though. You know, like you saying the truth, because those things, like you say, you see it somewhere. It's a generational thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know where these thoughts we have and what these feelings we have. They don't start with us.
Yeah.
But they come from a cycle of, you know, generational, man. Yeah. And we have to get the strength.
And my heart goes out to you, man. Let me just say this.
And to you women. Mine go out to the women, because y'all strong, man.
We gotta say it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Y'all strong. Women holding it down. Let's give more respect to our black women, white women, women all over the world. But our black sisters really going through it, man. Yeah. And we have to be more supportive and be the rock, you know, and lead by example. I got a post the other day. If your girl doesn't give you the support for your dreams, mm-hmm. she probably ain't the girl for you. Mm-hmm. Because that support is vital. Mm-hmm. You know, if you got a woman that doesn't support, now if it ain't right, it ain't right.
Right.
You need that woman's intuition to be like, hey, you don't get your...
Right. Yeah.
But I know a lot of people, I've seen some relationships where the guy may have been trying to, you know, pursue something. Yeah. And the woman like, nah, I'm not with it. That's your thing, not my thing.
Right. Yeah.
And that's cool, too.
Yeah.
But I just say, let's support each other more, man. We need more support.
Yeah, we
and,
definitely.
Let's really get out here and help our women. You know, right. I'm right now coming up with, I want to do a class for... what they call the wraps that carry the babies in. So you see the Africans.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the
proper name of them. But I see a lot of young women carrying these car seats.
Yeah.
Now I carry my niece's car seats, and I've carried some for other women. And man, that thing is heavy. And I've seen the woman walk blocks with it.
Yeah.
With two kids holding it.
Right.
And it's like, man, what can I do? Like, it has to be something else there to give them some type of tools.
Right.
And I'm like, well, then let's do a class, man, where we teach these women how to wrap the baby up in that little knapsack, man.
Yeah. that's a good word,
them around and then just carrying that big thing all day, you know.
Right.
So I shout out to all the women, man. You know, y'all some strong ladies, man, and y'all go through a lot and don't cry. Right. When you rarely see a woman cry and complain. You know,
a hard woman,
you know,
you probably don't see it, but they do.
I have seen it. But y'all wear it so well, you know, they cry and they still come out into their own, and bless the world with the flowers that they hand out. You know, a woman's presence.
Well, the thing is,
it's valuable.
The man in the home. So if you didn't been with a woman, you've created life. You now have a responsibility.
You do.
You know what I mean? And because, again, women having children as children. So you raising a boy, but don't have the tools you need, because the father has his own set of things that he has to deal with.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it could range from a variety of different things.
Let's just say one, work.
Yes.
So if you're working 12 hours, you're not really part of the household. Mm-hmm. You're part of the workforce.
Yes.
But you ain't there to really be the rock of the family, because 12 hours out of the day is a long time. That kid watching his mother more than he getting anything from his father. Right. And then if you come home and you mad, you talking to him more than you talking with him.
Right, absolutely.
So we're not knocking jobs, but let's find a way to be more influential in these kids' lives, like you're saying. Let's be more co-parents. Outside the house, inside the house, let's find more situations where we are united through marriage. You know, sometimes a title don't mean nothing, you know. Oh. But if you could find a good common place with you in a relationship and you and a partner, you and whoever, find that space, grow in that space, and raise these kids the right
Right.
Let's give them some real tools to work with, because mm-hmm. I heard a person say that when a child comes out of the womb, the woman is their God. Mm-hmm. You're the first God. Yeah. You give them all the tools right. they need. Because the dad, like you say, I'm running the job. I'm taking care of the yeah. provider. Even if it was in a different time, I'd be hunting.
Right.
So everything he sees from his mother perspective, he's getting all the wisdom. The little baby's getting all the wisdom from the mother.
Yeah.
And right now, we're not getting that wisdom no more. These kids ain't yeah. getting it like that.
Babies
no more.
Having babies. Yeah. So they're growing up on hip-hop. They're growing up on all these reality shows. Right, so they're not getting wholesome. We used to have the Huxtables. That's what I used to love.
Got that no more.
You get what I'm saying? I was Claire all day long. And so, you know, we don't have those wholesome things. The Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
I used to love the Brady Bunch. And so, you know, we don't have those types of shows anymore.
Nah, and we need them.
Yes.
That's why I'm into another thing about film.
Yes.
I'm just trying absolutely. To push. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Because we don't have those shows, man. Right. So I'm just like, if this show can touch one person.
Right.
You know, that's right. why I brought you on.
We need lots of Tyler Perrys in the world.
We do.
Right?
We do. Even though I was getting a little tired of Madea.
But you know, it was entertainment when we didn't have wholesome entertainment, because he always had a message in his movies and in his plays.
It was real. It was really a peek in on Black families.
Yes, absolutely.
Because my grandmother had a gun.
Yeah.
She was a rough woman, you know yeah. what I mean? She grew up in a rough time.
Right.
And I found out one night it was a good time.
Yeah.
For my uncle, you know, some guys were jumping to her brother late night, and she came out. See. And I say, man, grandma was a real pillar of the, she's a matriarch.
Okay.
Of
yep.
the family.
Yep.
You know, she
yep.
was a strong matriarch.
Yes.
And I just wish she was still here.
I know. And we need that now.
We do.
Like never before. We have lost some of that. I say some because there are still families that do that, that carries those traditions
yeah.
and values and morals. But we don't see enough of it.
We got to create it.
We don't see enough of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And you see people get on these shows. Well, we need this and we need that. Well, what are you doing?
What can we do?
You know what I mean?
Let's ask that question.
But the thing is, you know, there's no one person show. So we got to get, you know, well, no one wants to help me. Well, then you're going to have to create an atmosphere, an environment where you are going to show some love to other people so that they will want to, they'll be drawn to you.
The law of attraction.
So, yeah. And so it ain't just going to happen overnight. Now, it's different when you have a church and you can get, you know, you got a congregation
yeah.
and you got some people who are there for the right reasons.
Exactly.
You know, to serve the Lord.
True.
And so they're going to be in tune. They're going to be like-minded, you know,
yes.
in the spirit to help in those greater missions.
All
right?
the time.
And so, but then you got a group of people, you know, even business people who say, well, they can always point out what's wrong. Okay, we understand that. But what you going to do to help us to come together in community and come up with a plan? It may not unfold like this year.
No.
But let's get to working on it.
Exactly.
You know, we're talking about, I heard people talking about the voting registration and things like that. Well, what are you doing? We can't just point to certain people to do it.
Yeah.
You get out there too. I don't care what your, you know, whatever you've been doing.
I'm with Ice Cube on that one. What we get out of it? You know, like we've been voting for years and we still get the same boot in the back. You know,
but now it's changing.
It is. Change is here. And it's just that, you know, it's a time for us to step up as a collective, you know, and really put our foot down and want for more.
And
you
I give kudos more. To our Caucasians who are risking
yeah,
their lives.
For sure.
I mean, this is why it's changing.
Yes.
You know, we could only do so much, but we needed the people who had an ear, but just wanted, you know, they're just watching.
Yeah.
But now it's watching, praying, and doing something and taking action.
We have a lot of people of different nationality, white, black, Puerto Rican, Mexican,
yeah.
that are fighting for Black Lives
yes,
Matter.
Yes, absolutely.
Out here really standing on the front line when some of our own people are not. You know, like I say, I have not once got out and had helped to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
But I see other cultures doing it for right. us.
Everybody's not called to that kind of
exactly.
work.
Exactly. So that's just to bring yeah. out that those people are present out here.
Absolutely.
And it's like you say, let's give credit to those people. This ain't a black and white thing. We're not
right.
against nobody. It's all of one collective, man. One world, one unity. Because we all have to live in this.
And wrong is wrong.
Wrong is wrong, man. Let's just call out the people that's wrong, though. You know, don't let these people keep harming people, man, and act like it's the person's
fault. Absolutely. I went through a situation, and I'm going to be real quick, where just, you know, recently, I don't know how much time we got left.
I'm trying to see right now.
But in the mortgage business, right? Okay. I'm helping a client. The client has X number of dollars of equity in the home. I go to a place where I was recommended to go in terms of to work with them, partner with them for this transaction.
Yes.
Why? It was a situation of predatory lending. And I'm new to this industry. I'm like, what? I'm like, this is my first one. I'm going to go and I'm going to do this. This is going to be great. I get there and they like, and then we're going through the process and everything. And I'm running down the numbers. I'm like, this ain't right. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so now, Lord Jesus, this was so hard. And this is so hard. I mean, we got to do better as a people. We have to do better as a people. And this was the other side. You know, this is not, this is not a black or white thing.
No.
You know, because we saw back what happened in 2008 when we had that mortgage lending institution crisis.
It's the system, not the people.
So, no, it's the mentality of the people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because they know right from wrong. But if you can get away, if you think you can get away with stuff, you're going to try it.
You're going to try it.
You know what I mean? For some people.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Because so now that we saw all the Ponzi schemes being exposed and all these different things. And so, you know, I just feel that we have a long way to go. We've come a long way.
We have.
But we still have a long way to go. But it is not going to happen without unity. What we see today with all these different nationalities coming to help. Oh, my God. This is a blessing. This is a divine moment.
It's a divine time in life.
This is so key in the history of people right now.
It is.
Because there's a shift happening, although it's weird that we have a pandemic going on at the same time.
Okay.
But I think that's part of what God has orchestrated and planned and permitted.
Yes.
Right? Because God is not the author of evil.
No, he's not the author of confusion.
Let's clarify that, because I get excited and talking and things like that. And so I just want to make sure that we understand that this pandemic is something that God allowed.
Yes.
That we have to now deal with. Now, they say use a mask, you know, and we're in this kind of setting, so we don't have to use it, and we're 6 feet away, right?
Yeah.
And so going out in public, we've seen people upset because the stores wouldn't let them in. Come on, people. It's not about you. It's about everybody.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? We got to protect. I hate wearing that thing. You see, my nose is not all that small. So I got, I need air.
Yeah. But hey, we got to do our part.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and there's no shame. I'm good.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, though, we have to do our part. We have to be responsible. And if we want this pandemic to go away, we have to do the things that require a change.
Let's follow some directions.
You know?
Make sure we, Being cordial in it too. Well, let me say this. Got one more question.
Okay.
I'm getting the wrap up sign.
Woohoo!
So this is the final question. And we only got to like four or five.
Did we? Well, we had some great dialogue.
hey, that's all that matters.
Right.
Right. Sometimes it don't go scripted as supposed to.
Yes.
It goes off kilter and still be great. So let me ask you this: if someone wanted to contact you regarding real estate or any of your services, how could they reach you?
I have a website, rosticrealestate.com. The phone number where you can reach me directly is 616-747-0710. Again, that's 616-747-0710. Email T. Mosley, T-M-O-S-L-E-Y, at rosticrealestate.com. So if you have any questions, you have any real estate needs, you're buying, selling, you need to get your credit in order, let's go on that journey, mission. You know, I can help walk alongside of you, you know, and take your time. You know, timing is everything.
Hey, everyone needs someone to help out. She's going to hold your hand through the process. Some people won't do that for you. So with that being said, it was a pleasure having you today, Ms. Mosley.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you Tish.
Thank you.
thank you. I feel like we had a great, great, great dialogue. And I look forward to having you back
Great.
soon.
Look forward to it.
Thank you. See y'all later.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.